Following a closed-door executive session, the Medical Center Board unanimously approved the new three-year contract for Woodyard at a meeting in early June, and the agreement went into effect this month. The CEO says she looks forward to doing the best job she can.
I'm very excited. I love working at the hospital. It's a wonderful facility. We have great services. We have wonderful staff, and we have wonderful physicians, and it's the best place I've ever worked.
Woodyard receives a $200,000 salary for the first year of her contract, and the board will review that salary in the following years. She has to give 4 months' notice to leave the job, and the board can terminate the agreement with 4 months' severance pay. This is Woodyard's second contract with PMC. She took over as CEO in 2011. She's a registered nurse originally from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and has worked in hospital administration, healthcare administration, nursing, and nursing education in California, Fairbanks, Missouri, and Minnesota since 1987. A year after coming to work here at PMC, she applied for the CEO job at Bartlett Regional Hospital in Juneau, but declined a job offer there to stay in Petersburg. Among the challenges in the near future, Woodyard lists keeping up with the medical center's building.
Make sure that the environment is pleasing for the patients and our staff to come to continue to recruit and retain the best staff possible, and just to make sure that we continue to work on areas of improvement, such as our billing, make sure that that's seamless and making things easier for patients to come and get their care here.
The center is owned by the Petersburg Borough, and oversight is by a 7-person elected board of directors. PMC has an outpatient clinic staffed by 4 physicians, a long-term care wing, physical therapy department, lab, and emergency room. In recent years, the medical center has undergone a major roof replacement and installation of a new medical records system. Last year, PMC received a Quality Achievement Award from a nonprofit that rates hospital performance in Alaska. The medical center also went through a tough financial spell in the past few years. Patients and companies owed PMC as much as $3.75 million at one point, and officials worried about being able to pay the bills. Staffers, along with outside help, work to collect that debt, and Woodyard says the budget outlook has improved.
We're doing well. We have cash on hand, and we have our accounts are getting paid, and things are good. We have a balanced budget this year.
She credits the Medical Center's board for doing some strategic planning and working well with staff. Board member Marlene Cushing was on a board committee that negotiated Woodyard's new contract and says it was not a difficult decision to retain the CEO. She notes the board is very happy to have a full staff at the hospital.
I think this is the first time that we have a staff with no temporary or transient workers. So from the CEO on down, everybody is in a position that they want to be in, and it gives a lot more positive energy and I think positive morale to the staff to have things that way. We're very happy with the direction the hospital's going in. Financially, things have been steadily improving. Some of the areas that had some major problems a couple years ago, like billing, have had substantial effort put into them and have made marked improvements.
Cushing says Woodyard's salary is lower than that paid to CEOs elsewhere in the state. She also notes that medical care financing is changing dramatically around the country.
The priority of the board is to make sure that we maintain the level of service that the community is used to now, and if anything, try to improve it. So we are definitely looking for creative solutions to be able to do that in the future as medical financing becomes more and more of a challenge.
PMC has not had borough financial support for day-to-day operations or capital projects in the past, but board members have expressed interest in that possibility in the future. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.